How are you doing, Melinda?
We'll get you a call. Yeah, you were saying things are going a bit better.
Yes, they certainly have been. And there have even been a few roads flooded. And that has highlighted the poor stormwater management, which is an area that does need to be addressed in the water management strategy.
Okay, so a bit of a flood never hurts anyone. Has it made a difference to the dams?
It has water, well, the rain has fallen in the catchment areas, and I think it'll take quite a bit more for us to see any significant rise in the percentage. So we'll wait for next week's calculations to be sure, and we will remain optimistic because they will reveal the figures again next week. But in the interim, there's been quite an innovative announcement today by the Western Cape Minister of Economic Opportunities, that's Alan Windey, and he has revealed that there's a water footprint tool. It's for a water offset. It offsets your water usage, and it's for the tourists to come to Cape Town, and with this aim of making our destination one for water-wise tourism. It's created in conjunction with Flow, the For Love of Water organization, and it actually tracks your water footprint via an interactive interface, and you can use Flow coins, which is a currency created around water usage, to calculate your daily water usage and then donate money accordingly to water conservation projects such as the Greater Cape Town Water Fund or the Smart Water Meter Challenge, which is the dropulometer at schools. So the tourists are going to decide how many times their rooms will be cleaned, how many water-based beverages they consume, and how many showers they take. And then they will actually, hopefully, plug that money back into the water conservation projects.
Right, and so let's make the tourists do complicated mathematical calculations on their holidays, in other words.
Well, most people would think that's a schlep, but hopefully we're going to be attracting those who really are in alignment with our philosophy of responsible tourism. And it's quite a friendly app from what I've seen on the video that they have released with it. It looks quite user-friendly and, in fact, quite fun.
So has that started catching on? I'm sure the rain must have improved morale a little bit for people, at least feeling like the whole world isn't on their backs. Have we had any sort of Tatonians running naked down Main Street screaming well, yay or something like that?
Well, this is Muizenberg, so we're quite kind of organic here. I've just averted my eyes. I'm sure there have been plenty who have been running around in the rain. But those who have not been jumping for joy are the people who have an incredible resentment post Patricia de Lille's latest announcement that those who want to apply for indigent relief must do so now, and they will get 10,500 litres of free water and 7,350 litres of free sanitation and household removal. So for those households that make 4,000 or less per month, they will get this free water. Unfortunately, this proposal has not been taken very well by the remainder of the ratepayers, who feel that it is unfair for us to be footing the bill and with this 26.5% increase. So I don't know if this is part of her last-ditch attempt to at salvation to appeal to the – she calls it a pro-poor move.
Right,
and we spoke last time about the budget being seen. In fact, all the budgets have not been seen as being pro-poor.
Yeah, absolutely. Some problems for old Delicia Patricia there. People not wanting to pay the extra costs for these sorts of programs. Okay, so Cape Town will keep, I'm sure, keeping on. Are we expecting any more rain soon?
It certainly looks like it. We've got wonderful cloud cover, but there hasn't been a definite forecast of anything more than a slight drizzle. So here's hoping.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure you'll be keeping your eye on it for us, Melinda. Thank you so much. And we'll chat to you next week.
Wonderful. Have a good Shabbos.